Hey there, all ambitious influencers, leaders, movers and shakers. A new week comes with a new episode of the Influential Executive Podcast. And I guarantee you that this episode will recharge your batteries like you've never seen before. As always, your two hosts are here, Lenka and Alexander from the Netherlands. We help all ambitious influencers to get more free time to do what they love most. Spread their positive message and be out there connecting with people. Earn More Work Less Coaching and Consulting gives you the systems you need to get more time, build strong business foundation, get control over your life, and enjoy the freedom we create together.
We are all about exploring the unknown, about leadership, growth, and honesty. That's why we bring you the number one podcast for leaders who want to grow their influence and positive impact. For all leaders who have open mind and want to learn. Every week we bring you a new episode in which we interview world-class influencers who are wildly successful because they do what others can't do, won't do, or don't know how to do. They step into the unknown and embrace the uncertain. And you know, your influence grows how you grow as a person. We want to share with you evidence that nothing is impossible. Our guests now live on purpose, do what they love the most, and inspire many people. And if they can do it, so can you.
As you have heard in the previous episodes and on our Facebook Live broadcasts, we are all about learning through experience. And so our mission is to make you more productive and move you faster to your goals. You only live once, and we all want the freedom to do what we love the most. Optimizing your productivity will get you to your goals faster and create more time. So what we do with this podcast is we share with you how to optimize all kinds of skills and abilities, and moreover, how to use them in your unique situation.
And have you already heard about our official partner, Black Pool Marketing? They run our social media campaigns for this podcast, and they are outstanding at finding high quality leads so that we invest in our marketing as effectively as possible. And at the end of this podcast, we have a special offer for you so you too can expand your brand awareness.
In this episode, we interview one of the most inspiring and enthusiastic people we have ever met, who inspires huge crowds and speaks on big stages with Tony Robbins. Carlos started his entrepreneurial career at 7 years old, selling bread to help his mother pay the bills. At 18 years old, Carlos and his mother immigrated to the United States with only $800 between them. He overcame so many challenges and eventually he became the top sales executive at a multinational company. Then one day, a personal incident caused him to quit his job and start down the path of high-performance speaker, trainer and coach, helping his clients achieve the results that they previously only dreamed about.
Carlos is a ball of inspiration and energy. If you think you have a real reason to not pursue your dreams and passions, then this episode will show you that where is a will, there is a way. Carlos went from having close to nothing to becoming a worldwide respected mentor and coach. Was this overnight? Well, no. Success overnight will definitely bring you the lessons you need to learn on the way. And today, Carlos Siguera shares his lesson learned on his journey to success.
No longer about you and your feelings and your thoughts. Now it's about us. It's about unity. It's a different level. And that's why it's so hard to become a SEAL. And, you know, like, think about it. It takes $25,000 to train a Marine, and it takes $500,000 and thousands of hours and operations, you know what I mean, from Hell Week all the way into them becoming a SEAL, becoming the top elite. So implementing that in business, it's another level. You know what I mean? Like taking that Navy SEAL mentality to what do you do? What can you do right now that nobody else is doing, that your competitors are not thinking, whether they're playing small, whether they have all these excuses. And you know my shirt, baby, straight out of excuses. You know what I mean?
I love it.
For real. That's the only thing that you can do. Like right now, like we know, we had some internet problems. We had a, you know, we got a few options, right? You could engage and let the shit ruin your day and ruin the interview. Or you'd be like, okay, what else can this mean? I always know that, you know, when you live on purpose and you love what you do and you have passion, it doesn't matter. So my question is automatically pause, breathe. What else can this mean? Hey, I got to be in 2 different cities tonight, in Reno and in Vegas, at 3 different events. And so I am at home in California. So I'm like, okay, I can go play with my daughter. So I leave my studio, walk back to the house. I have my studio attached to my house. And then go play with my daughter. Go jump on the trampoline. Go talk about things that we are grateful for. You know what I mean? And then you text, all right, Carlos, the internet, you know, was figured it out. Then boom, right back at it. So now you see, you're just in the zone. See, when you live like this, bro, on purpose, in the zone, like a seal, it's another level. You know what I mean? You raise the bar. You raise the standard. It's no longer about me. It's about unity. The day that you let it go, like, oh, it's about me, 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 when you want to be the center of the attention, when you want to be the CEO of the company, when you wanted to, you know, make the world a better place, we cannot do it by ourselves. And we got to do it together, about a unity. Like, how can I add value right now to you guys right here on this podcast, to someone that's hearing this? You know what I mean? Because you never know who's listening. I'm always mentoring coaches all over the world and consultants, and I tell them, add value to people. You stress out, you know what I mean? If something's going on in your life, hit the live button. You know what I mean? And start talking about the struggle. Start talking about that, you know, let people know that you are a human being. That shit happens. Yeah. You know what I mean? So much disgrace has happened in my life that it gets to a point when you're like, you know what? Enough is enough. I can let this shit get me. It almost killed me so many times. You know what I mean? From the moment that I was a little boy into so many other times I seen death so close. But I think you start appreciating life more often when you've seen death. You know what I mean? Like right now, somebody's calling, this computer is beeping. You know what I mean? I can do a few things. We can let it get to us if it keeps calling over and over and over. But guess what we can do? If nothing else works, you can grab the bullshit button. You can hit it.
Take precaution.
Bullshit
detected. I love
that's
it.
So bad of it. You know, you got to prepare. You do some Rocky Balboa movie.
So you actually have a bullshit button right there in your studio.
Yes, sir. You know, hey, bro, it happens to the best of us. Trust me, bro. My life isn't perfect. You know, it's funny, Alexander, people see me, you know, behind celebrities and getting invited by billionaires. I play poker in Beverly Hills with a bunch of billionaires. And I'm the only non-billionaire person allowed in the room. You say because I am crazy. They call me the crazy Brazilian guy. You know what I mean? But you see, I had to earn their respect. They see me out there being disrupted. I challenge them. I don't treat them any different. Whether they are, say, see me on a stage with a big time guru or with a celebrity or with a billionaire, they don't know all the struggle, all the 30 years behind. You know what I mean? It's like, we don't, you know what I mean? Like people, they forget that it takes a long time to get there. Yeah. And the problem, all the fluff in the industry, people, they don't talk about, you know, the struggle, what it takes to build that brand. You know what I mean? It's like they don't talk about the arguments that you have with the spouses, the time away from the family, you know, leaving a country and leave your entire family behind. You know what I mean? They don't talk about the dark days in the room where you're crying alone. You know what I mean? When you're in your head, when you seek drugs and alcohol to mask your feelings and your emotions. They don't talk about this shit. You know what I mean? It's like you got to be real. You have to speak from the heart. That's why you know what I mean? When you're out of your head, now you're no longer dead. I've been dead for too long, man. You know, it gets to a point where you just make a decision and you say, you know, today's my day and I'm going to step up. I'm out of excuses. I'm going to go behind enemy lines. I don't care if it's 1,000 and I'm the only one there. I will be so present. I will see the dust coming out of that ceiling right here, even though I'm not looking at it. When you take that level of presence into your life, into your business, into your relationship, into your faith, into your health, it's game over. Ain't nothing gonna stop you. You don't have no competition. You are it. You are the standard. You are the number one. You know what I mean? Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. What are they thinking? How much money are they investing in their business? If a billionaire is backing them up, who cares? You know what I mean? Hard work will always outdo talent, period. You feel me? Damn, I'm fired up.
I love it. This is the most enthusiastic person I have ever met in my life.
That's right. There are not many people who kind of have more energy than I do have, but I can tell you that, like, Carlos is jumping around and the energy, I mean, you can hear it. It's like, you can't really hide that. And you spoke about that moment when you have to admit to yourself to get in action and take responsibility. What was for you that moment when you realized that?
You see, God always is testing me, Lenka. And, you know, man, I think seeing all these graces that happened in my life, and like one of my lowest points when I was a child, right? And I told you guys in the past, you know, a little bit about my story where, you know, like my father was like about to become a priest, kind of already. And then he saw my mom and decided to no longer be a priest. They dated, they had me as a baby after they got married, and then within 3 months he passed away on a tragic car explosion. So then we go from this beautiful story to tragedy, to poverty, and it was very difficult. So I was raised in that environment of poverty. Growing up in Brazil in the 80s was very difficult. A lot of corruption, a lot of disgraces. The news was deaths and kidnaps, people being tortured and being chopped and this and that. So that was my environment. You know what I mean? And so it's like, we got to be very careful what you let your children watch on TV, who are they associating with when they're kids, when they're very little, because between ages of 4 and 10, they are an empty hard drive. Mm-hmm. So my hard drive was full of all craziness, like love and passion and hate and disgraces. And at one point in my life, one half of the week, I'm hearing my mom, you know, being abused behind closed doors, and I just hear the noise, bah, 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 and I cannot do nothing about it. And then I'll have my stepfather walk out of the house, and then, you know, she walked out of the room, and, you know, kind of tried to hide her tears. And me as a little kid, I was 6.5 years old, I wanted to do something about it, but I couldn't do anything. You know, so that was my life. And the other half of the week when my mother has to go to work, she would drop me at my grandma's house, and my grandfather, I call him father, you know, it was in the military, come home drunk, trying to mess with my grandma. I will try to protect her. Then her and I will get beaten and abused. So then I have to push, you know, the furniture against the door in my grandma's room. My grandfather also have another separate room that whenever they fight, he would sleep in the other room. And I would just come below her in the hammock. And thank God, man, she read me those quotes from Les Brown over and over and over. Shoot for the moon, son, and you will land among the stars. So that greatness is within you. Right now we are crying, but, you know, let's start laughing, because it's better to laugh instead of crying. But one day, like, you know what I mean? You know how sometimes we're in our head so much? Mm-hmm. Once you go into the negative mode, we just stay there for so long, and this shit cripple us, it pile upon us. And at one point, my life, that's what it is, because that's one half of the week I'm being mentally abused, the other half I'm physically abused. So I got to the point that I was so depressed at age 6.5, because I was a very intelligent little kid, because my mom was a teacher. So she taught me from a very young age. So she figured the more that we learn faster, more than other people, we can get out of the poverty, we can get out of the hood, we can help other people. But it got to a point, it was so bad that I wrote that famous letter that whenever you don't feel like living anymore. And I saw my planet, I saw myself with a knife, you know, at the kitchen. And I was about to stab myself. But you know what? Right before I did that, I have this whisper that came in. And as I call, whenever I'm on stage, the whispers from God. And God spoke with me that day. And he said, you know what, son? I know. It sucks. But you know what? Your future doesn't have to equal your past unless if you keep taking those stories with you. How about you reframe it? Every single negative thing that's happening right now and turn into a positive. You know how you have your friends on the streets? They don't even have a father or a stepfather to abuse them. They are being abused 24/7. You are being mentally and abused, you know, a couple of times a week. They are being every single day. So I reframe it an extremely messed up situation, and I remind myself that somebody is going even through worse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I had friends that were losing their lives on the streets. And I was like, at that point, like something clicked. And I was like, damn, somebody out there has this still worse than what I do. When it's no longer about me, how can I make it about we? And I think that power of reframing and just knowing that that's so much. And then at that day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start reading more books than anyone else I know in the street, in the school. I'll find ways to help my mom. I saw that she was working hard. I saw that she was selling bread on the side and some empanadas, other things to make extra money. So my little kid mind, hey, mom, make some more. I want to take it out there and I want to help you sell it. So that was a hard negotiation because I was a little kid. But I always, you know, I'm 6'5", 300 pounds. I always appear 5 years older. So, you know, I was, you know, I'll make this joke. When I was a baby, I was 14.8 pounds when I born. I was the biggest baby in the jungle. You know, I tell people, whenever you go to somebody's house, right, they give you their baby. Oh, what a beautiful baby. And you go to my house, they grab my little mini, you know, T-Rex. Oh, no, this motherfucker's heavy. Take him back. You know, I was always like a little giant. So I figured, okay, after a lot of back and forth, I convinced my mom and she let me go and sell the bread. And I just told myself, you know, I'm going to ask more questions. Whenever I'm in my head, I will read, I'll pick my favorite book. I'll listen to a song. I learn how to imitate and make sounds like,
like Donald Duck. That's pretty cool. Can you do it one more time?
You know?
Wow, so there's more than only the referee whistle.
Because and then I started seeing, I'm like, oh, cool, so now I can try to imitate other characters like Axl Rose. I cannot try that one right now.
Okay.
My voice now is so raspy, you know, yeah. I don't think I can do it. Some people know that, you know, Tony Robbins and I, you know, we had a few encounters where I spoke with him on stage. Sometimes they say, are you trying to talk like Tony? I'm like, I am not trying to talk like goddamn Tony.
You sounded so much like Tony right now.
It's raspy, you know, but I used to, back when I was a kid, imitating my people that I like Axl Rose, like, you know what I mean? Welcome to the jungle, you know, and AC/DC, and Metallica, you know what I mean? Like people from Brazil, like some of the characters, then it would break my pattern. And I was like, oh, cool. So now I can help my friends on the street break their patterns because I don't want to see them dying. I don't want to see another kid suffer. I want to teach them, look, if you do get abused, if you do get tormented, if you do get raped, if you do get this, here, let's reframe it. Let's think about something else. Let's journal the experience. You know what I mean? As you guys know, I mean, I've been journaling for so long. And then until finally, after 30 years later, you know what I mean? We have this baby almost out in October, right? Coming up, work like an immigrant. But this thing over here, it started a long, long time ago, man. This inspirational book that I did as a legacy piece, as I tell people all the time, man, if you're going to put something out there, don't go model, you know, somebody else to do it like a create a book and then go do a free shipping handling, all this BS. No, if you're going to do a book, if you're going to do a course, if you're going to create a mastermind, do it as a legacy piece. Do it as something that you're going to teach people the real stuff. How did you survive? How did you overcome your problems? How did you made it? How did you become so?
We didn't hear you.
No?
I know, yes. Did you mute yourself?
For how long? You lost
it. It seems that your internet is not stable.
And you guys, your screen froze. No, now I can see you guys.
Now we see you. It seems that your internet is unstable, but now I see you kind of. So
it's all good, man. We don't have to edit it. That's how we roll. We can live it like that. You know what I mean? Because you see, it's like stuff like this, right? It, like, you know, the other day I was doing a video, you know what I mean, for my book launch. And then there was some noise, you know, around because I was doing outside. You know what I mean? I like to just to do stuff in the moment and just do it. And then, you know, stuff like this is going to happen. You're going to record a podcast. You're going to record an interview. You know what I mean? We can just, it's life. But the moment that when you do what you love and that is a passion and something does go wrong, your kids are screwed up, your partner lies to you. You know what I mean? Your employee, you trust an employee with a company credit card and he goes out shopping and buying some Louis Vuitton bags. You know what I mean? Because you gave them a company card. You know? It's like we cannot control, man. The only thing that we can control right now is this. Is right here, how we are reacting to each other. You know what I mean? I call this, you know, the circle of fulfillment. When you live in this circle of fulfillment, then we can control, right, our behaviors, our emotions, the meaning that we're going to assign to this conversation. People that are listening to us right now, you know, when I talk about my stories, I want you guys to think about your story. I want to think about your struggle so that when something does happen, whether it's your spouse, with your kids, with your partner, with your employees, all right, what else can this mean? What is 10 other ways that we can tackle upon this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How can I just putting my legacy hat on, my Navy SEAL gear, and how can I be so present in the now, like beyond oneself? You know what I mean? Like literally that self-reflection, that transcendency, that next level, that's what's going to take to make the world a better place. And then become a human magnet to attract others to become just like you. And now it's like a movement. Now it's like a bunch of people spread throughout the world so that we can collectively make the world a better place. And there is no ego involved, no significance. Now you wanna see. I wanna see my mentees outdo me. I love seeing when the mentee outdo the mentor. Because you see, when you go and when you bring that type of mindset, that is game over. Now pain and suffer, it all disappears. Because now it's no longer, what is somebody going to think of me if I do a live or if I say something stupid right now because I don't have, it's no script here. This is just me being real, speaking from the heart. You feel me? So it's like now, when it's no longer, when you trade all the expectations for appreciation, done. Pain, suffer, it's all gone. Because now you're in the now, you're present. We can control only right now. We don't know when the internet's going to freeze again. But who cares? We don't stop. We keep it going. You know what I mean?
We are fascinated by the topic of influence and influencers. We see that the world is moving more and more towards everybody following their own influencer instead of just the people that happen to be on TV as 10 and 20 years ago. And what is your definition of a true influencer?
I mean, a true enforcement, I think it's like I was saying earlier, right? You know what I mean? Like somebody that's no longer about themselves, which is about oneness. I think a true influence is somebody that focuses on oneness, focus on creating a movement where it's no longer about that person, where that person is the connector that bringing everyone together. And then collectively, we are all learning from one another because you learn just as much from your clients and the people that you mentor and as you teach them. It's like a collectively learning, collectively connecting people together, different skill sets, because you only know so much and you can only be in so many places. But now when you start thinking about others, adding more value to others than anybody ever has added to themselves or to yourself, it's not because, you know what I mean, oh, somebody, you know, did this to me, I'm gonna do that to them. Or you go into a trade, you know, if it's a relationship, oh, if you love me, I'll love you back. Or, you know, if we are partners and we have a multi-million dollar business, oh, you're doing this more than me, or I'm doing this more than you. No. See, it's like it's becoming one when you have that sense of peace and know that it now is about transcendence. Influence, true influence when it's beyond oneself. When now it's just like, it's another level, man. It's like stuff that artificial intelligence is trying to go after. You know what I mean? Like I was saying earlier, when you're going to train, why so many SEALs in the world? Why so few SEALs in the world, actually? You know what I mean? Why is so hard to go and hire, you know, talent? Why Silicon Valley companies are always in the battle for the right talent? When they do find it, they all compete and try to steal from each other. You know what I mean? Because stuff like this, when it's no longer about the logo, the brand, the one person, now it's just like us together. Okay, like right now, we're from in different countries. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have people right now in Brazil, in Mexico, in Australia, in London. You know what I mean? And, you know, I have people that were clients at one point, and now they mentees, and now they are mentors of mentors. Now they outdo their mentor. Why? Because you also need to know what is your number. What is the lifestyle that you want to have? You know what I mean? Let's say, you know what I mean? You got to have those things in place. It's a combination because then you can truly raise your kids. You can take my love, like an ideal date, whatever I tell people all the time. What is that you really want in life? Like, you know, really want? And let's start it there. and reverse engineer the process. You know what I mean? Like, what I really want is to make the world a better place one day at a time, one person at a time, one speech at a time. You know what I mean? I want to be able to travel with my family as I'm doing those things, having daily dates with my wife, take my daughter to karate, to swim. You know what I mean? And in between my family, mentor the mentors. You know what I mean? Mentor the influencers. And then collectively, you know what I mean? Come together as a unity, as a oneness, as a SEAL team, where you have multiple like-minded leaders. So now let's go create more movements throughout the planet and make the world a better place. You know what I mean? I know it's a long answer, but you know what I mean? I think very differently, the way how I think about stuff.
I'm just wondering, do you have a target audience, someone who you are influencing?
Like, I tend to attract a lot of coaches and like consultants and speakers into my life because, you know, I went through that merger. I was in corporate America for so many years and I was making millions of dollars in that world. And then as you guys hear, some of tragedy happened in my life with my daughter and my wife, which is in the book, Work Like an Immigrant, coming soon, you know. But you know what I mean? I'll drop you guys a link where people can read a chapter for free and pre-order if they want to support the campaign. Or a little, drop a little. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like going through that transition, it's no other way. It's a life or death situation. Mm-hmm. And that moment, God spoke with me again so that I quit everything. I let it go, significance, power in my career to stay home, living on my savings to attempt to save my family because no other doctors, no other therapists, no other coaches could help my family. You know what I mean? It was a personal matter that I talk about in the book in details, but you know what I mean? It's like, what do you do when money doesn't fix the problem? What do you do? It's like when you have all these powerful friends, when you are making millions, when you are influencing all over the world, when you are donating to causes, but what happened in your own roof? Stuff are falling apart. Doctors cannot solve a problem for a cure. You know what I mean? Stuff is not going place. And it was very dark. I don't wish that to anybody ever go through what my family went through. But at that moment, God has spoken with me again. What are you going to do, brother? And at that moment, after a long, long time, I didn't have an answer. And then when I realized, you know what, I surrendered to God. And I just pray and I pray and I meditate and I pray more and I meditate more. And then, you know, my whole life changed, you know, because, you know, my wife didn't want to go see anybody else, a coach or a doctor or a therapist, because we lost trust in them. After you go through 20 of them and you drop hundreds of thousands and nothing else, what do you do? So then my only option was, okay, I need to learn how to become and then try to attempt to help my family. And I make the decision to let it go, money and power and everything, so that I would learn. As I told my wife, don't worry about it. You don't want to go see a doctor or a coach or a therapist. I will learn. I will become your doctor. I will become your coach. You know what I mean? I will become your therapist. You don't sleep, I will stay up with you all night. You know what I mean? I'll become your best friend. I'll become your chef. I'll become your butler. I'll do whatever it takes. I have the rest of my life to make money, as I told many people in corporate America, but I don't have the rest of my life to save your life. You know, as I told Tony one time, I'll become three times better than Tony freaking Robbins if I have to. But I'm gonna save your life. I told that to my wife and to Tony Robbins with 3,000, you know, Tony Robbins followers at an event. And Tony was crying, a bunch of people crying and jumping on their hands like, this guy's crazy. And Tony was like, man, today the Latino Tony Robbins was born. You know, I finally found somebody that can give me a run for my money. This guy is just off the hook. And then my whole life changed that day. You know, I went from this guy on social media, you know, one of those corporate America influencers, you know, with a couple of hundred friends, to overnight, like having a few thousand followers and people writing to me and, dude, please come and talk to my spouse and my kids. I have millions and millions of dollars, but in my own home, shit is hitting the fan. You know what I mean? My daughter is cutting. My wife is on coke. We are on the verge of a divorce. You know, I don't know if you guys know, in California, very expensive, the divorce here, you know, and then in America is in general, and many other parts of the world, you know. So now I have people reaching out to me. Oh, can you also come in and speak for my employees and my company? They would love to hear that, you know, about some of those stories that you have. They are so powerful in the stuff that you overcome in life. And then so I was like, wow, this is fun. People started telling me that I was suicidal. Now I want to live. And you know what I mean? So that was priceless because I was mentoring, as I told Tony my story, I literally, I signed up for all Tony's courses to attempt to save my wife, but I needed to practice. So then I would go to churches and I would tell people, you know what I mean? Hey, send me the craziest ones. I will fix them. You know, suicidal, depressed, anxiety, fear, phobia. I don't care. You know, you lost your company. Somebody kidnapped you. Whatever the problem is, I speak several languages. So I went to different countries so I could have more and more people to coach for free. As I teach nowadays, you know, I call a legacy acceleration. You know, legacy of speed learning, you know what I mean? You learn. You accelerate your learning, your intelligence, and you keep doing what others don't do, can't do, and won't think of doing. So I've done that for free, like, for, you know, for about a year, and I just helped so many people, bro. And then, again, it wasn't, when I let it go, when I no longer made it about the money, when it was about, like, that unity helping other people, like, see, God has spoken with me again, and I literally did what I did as a child on the streets, to make sure that no other kids die. Now I was doing it again for adults. That, like, I know that God knows that this was my path. And because I did that over and over and over, that repetition, right? When I was a kid, I used to call MCE, marketing, consistent, and entertainment. You know what I mean? I was doing that, but this time I wasn't charging. I was helping people, adding value to other people. You know what I'm saying? Right. And whenever you do anything in life, over and over and over again, now I start getting calls from, like, you know, to speaking masterminds at corporations. And now I go from no longer speaking for free, coaching for free, that now you, because the demand is so high, now you'll be able to charge top dollars. And other coaches and consultants and speakers, how you are doing so fast within less than 2 years, how you are, you know, and now we're going within 3 years, it's because, you know, you start, you challenge yourself.
Yes.
You keep doing what other people don't do. You know what I mean? If you don't have to, you know what I mean? It's like you constantly surrounding yourself with other people that are better than you. You add value to people. Oh, you know, I want to get some speaking gigs. You go to Silicon Valley and you're talking to those companies. Let me come in and speak for you guys. I went to companies and I got 20 no's. You know what I mean? But, and then I got 30 no's at times. But guess what? The 21st, yes, yes. The 31st was a yes. Let me come in. Let me speak for your company. Let me add some value to your employees. And watch your numbers. Take a screenshot of your numbers today's date, show it to me, and take a screenshot 30 days from now. You know what I mean? So guess what? Then they would next time, they're like, dude, they work. I say, I'm telling you, sometimes you hire a speaker, they come in once a quarter or once a year to fire you guys up on your yearly party. It doesn't work. You gotta have somebody every month, every week. You gotta have a board of advisors. You gotta be around great people. You cannot have just one mentor, just one consultant. You gotta have several people behind you. You gotta have several mentors. You gotta have several people holding you accountable with different skill sets. Just like I have to learn how to become a doctor, how to become a coach, how to become a therapist to save my family. And you don't give yourself a choice. It wasn't like I had a choice. You know what I'm saying? And you apply those elements in your business. You go in a must mode. You no longer give yourself a choice. I tell people all the time, you want to succeed in life? Don't give yourself a choice. Make all your shoulds into a must. Become straight up, straight out of excuses. You do that over and over and over, separating yourself from the outcome when you are there to literally to add value to the person, independent if you're going to get paid or not, and watch the magic happens. You know what I mean? They might not become your client today. They might not call you to speak in a month or two, but they will call you back. Because you add so much value to them, you separate yourself from the outcome. You just went there. I'm here to add value to somebody, to transform someone's life. That's another life that you touch, that you contribute. You are fulfilling all your 6 human needs. You know, you're contributing to a cause. You're helping a life. You got a letter from somebody, and then you start, and then from somebody else, and now from dozens and dozens of people. Thank you for being there for me. I wanted to end my life. Because they're live, because they're free coaching session, because they're blog, because the stuff that you say on the stage, I changed. I decided to make a difference. Now my family's back. Now my business is succeeding. Now my kids are talking to us again. You know, how can you put a price on that, bro? You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's another level. And again, it's all about, it's no longer about you. It's no longer about the money. It's like you are doing what you love, you're helping others, you're making the world a better place, you're planting those seeds in different places of the world. And when is a good time to plant a seed? Is it today or 20 years ago? You feel me? So I tell people, man, just keep planting seeds and then watch, man. If stuff would just happen. Like, you start creating acceleration. You start creating momentum. Yeah. You know what I mean? Your brand explodes. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, gotta do, like I constantly say, you gotta do stuff that nobody else is doing. What can you do right now to challenge your team? How can you have better, faster, newer conversations in your marketplace? What can you do right when others don't do, can't do, and won't think of doing? And you make that your primary question every day, and you live, you know, in alignment, you're happy with your, you know, spiritual life, with your love life, with your health and your business, and you're making sure all those spheres are fulfilled, you're not forgetting nothing. It's like those spheres are also part of your SEAL team, each one of them, because you cannot leave no spheres behind. Because if you do, then you're gonna become very successful as some of my previous peers in corporate America. You're gonna have all that money, but and then the family is not there, the health is not there, you know, faith, shit, you know, not even there. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, so how good is gonna do, have all this money, and then as I get calls from celebrities that wanna end their life because they already have it all, they already done it all, but they lost purpose in life.
Yeah.
They don't feel like living anymore. So it's like, if you know that's that path gonna take, go there, why do you want, you know what I mean? Like my nephews, sometimes they come to me, hey uncle, you know, this and that person. Like I do, but you know what I mean? It's like, I don't think you wanna go that route. You know what I mean? It's like, think about what you really wanna do in the future. It's like, that's a price that we pay for everything in life. You wanna become a billionaire? It's a price that you pay to become a billionaire. You know what I mean? It's a price to become a celebrity. It's a price, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you gotta be really know your number. Because now that you know your number, let's say if your number is $1 million a month, then great. When you get to the million, take the foot off the accelerator. You know what I mean? Just if your goal is 100 grand a month. When you get there, then you start saying no's when other opportunities arrive. Because now, remember, if you keep saying yes, yes, and yes, you're gonna have to take time away from one of those spheres. Whether it's your family, your spouse, your kids, your health, your spiritual. And if they're not in alignment, eventually there'll be many bumps along that road and you're gonna lose that fulfillment, that passion, that purpose. A lot of the stuff that I talk about in the book, because you know what I mean? So important to have those things, man, because like the moments that I forget about those values, when I was in corporate America, it was all about the money. And I think that if I make more money, become more powerful, I will find the guru, the doctor, the therapist, the master coach to help my family. And I didn't. You see what I'm saying? So that's surrendering, being reignite myself with my faith, with the present, with the now, and thinking differently, doing stuff that nobody else ever does, or putting myself, you know, above and beyond the extreme hardship of not sleeping so that I can felt how my wife felt, not sleeping for years. You know what I mean? Putting myself trying to learn stuff that I have no idea about, learning about medicine and therapy and coaching and intervention and how to break somebody's pattern and anchor so that I would, you know, kind of scramble the images in their head. And if they were suicidal, how to go back to that place, destroy the image, recreate with a new image, with a new pattern. You know what I mean? Like, I have no idea about this stuff. I was in leadership. I was like, you know, training hundreds and hundreds of people how to do sales, how to do marketing, how to talk to people. You know what I mean? That was my previous life, my corporate world. You know what I mean? But so I didn't know about doctors and interventions and none of that stuff. You know what I mean? So I have to learn because now it was a must. And then I kept attracting, you know, coaches and speakers and consultants and service providers because they're like, dude, this is awesome. I want some of that. I want to be around you. I want to come and see you at a mastermind. I want to come to your one day intensives. You know, I want you to speak for my company. But again, you got to constantly focus on value adding, focus on doing what you love every day. Like you got to train. You go like, I wasn't this person, right? That have all this energy. Like I tell people all the time, you know, I was shy at once. I used to shake it before I went on stage. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's hard to believe.
You know what I mean? It's like my life isn't perfect. You know what I mean? I tell everybody, we're all humans.
Yeah.
But you see, the moment that, but when you let, you are honest about yourself and you just, you know, you embody that, you know, sometimes we have arguments at home with my spouse. Sometimes stuff goes wrong. Stuff happens all the time. I have a big family. I'm from Brazil. My mother has 11 brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? My wife is Mexican, Italian. We like an international chaos, you know? It's like, always somebody. I got hundreds and hundreds of kids, of You know, shit always happens. People always dying and people are like fighting and, you know, it's, people get kidnapped and shit happens. But guess what? You got to engage and go with it, or you can pause and put your SEAL gear and be present. Mm-hmm. How can you become the pillar of your house, of your business when shit hits the fan? Because it's going to happen. It's not like you're going to get rich overnight. No, you gotta prepare. You got to put yourself around the right people, and you got to keep pushing it. Whenever you don't feel like doing something, that's when you go. Whenever you don't feel like, oh, I got to travel to another country to go to an event, that's when you go. If that person is doing what you want, where you want to be, then you go. Like you guys are always traveling, you know what I mean? I met you guys in Vegas. You guys live in Europe. But you see, you guys are doing what others don't do, can do, and won't think of doing. Think about it. People that do put themselves in events, in masterminds, is the 2%. I call them the rare unicorn. And 10% of the world continue post-education, going to personal development events and, you know, reading books. And only 10%. Out of the 10%, that's 2% that goes to the masterminds, that goes to inner circles. You know what I mean? And that's what I look when, you know, you guys are the rare unicorns. You know what I mean? And when you meet rare unicorns, when you meet people that are different, that want to make the world a better place, that want to connect more people, then you bring more people like us who become human magnets. Like, you know, God orchestrates somehow for our paths to, you know, to being around each other. You know what I mean? Like, it was even funny how we met, you know, Wyatt, the wizard, you know? Oh, I got to introduce you to my mentor. He happens to be in town. This is the busiest man in the planet, you know? And Wyatt calls me, oh, dude, you got to meet this guy. Is it cool? All right, Wyatt, let's go. We are having dinner. Anyway, let's bring the gang. You know what I mean? And it, again, somebody that's no longer about him. We were supposed to have dinner together. Now it's about we. It's about connecting amazing people together. You see what I'm saying? It's just, I think that selfishness, you know what I mean? Like letting that go, bro, and letting the ego go and letting all the unknowns. I always tell people, like in one of the chapters in the book, face uncertainty with certainty. You know what I mean? Like doing that more often, just know, like when you, if you have like your intuition saying, you know what? I gotta be at this event. I gotta be at this mastermind. Yeah. I gotta be at this. Because if you wouldn't be there, I'm assuming it was, you know, you guys probably had a few thoughts. Ah, should I go to Vegas to that one event that you guys went? You know what I mean? You're like, we got to travel. It's a long flight, you know, from Europe to Vegas. You got the connections, you know what I mean? It's time away that you guys could be home. You're working on your, as I call, home court advantage. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it's like all this stuff that comes in our mind and it's perfectly normal. You know, as I tell people, honor the struggle. You know what I mean? As long as you don't put your family and your kids through financial hardship to put yourself in those events, you know what I mean? And then if you don't have the money, find ways to crew for them. Find ways to add value to them. Find the ways to, oh, you are a landscaper. Oh, can I come in and cut your yard? You are a chef. Can I come in and cook a special dinner, surprise your spouse? You know what I mean? You are, oh, you organize events and you know about LEDs and screens and audio and DJ and music and sound. Hey, can I come in and do all that for your event? You know what I mean? It's like whatever you do, oh, you are security, you have military training. Hey, bro, can I come in and drive you around, be your security, be your bodyguard? You know, whatever it takes. What are they going to say? No? Keep asking. Like, you know, over. Oh, I already tried. Oh, let me take a look. Oh, you tried, huh? Can I see the Word? Can I see the Excel spreadsheet? Let me see how many times you tried. You know what I mean? Like, I tell people all the time, guys, like, I had to sell bread from age 7 into age 18 every single day on the weekends and give up parties and holidays. Every day, me and my mom. So we could come to America with $800 in our pocket. You know what I mean? It's like, that's a little bit about trying. A little bit about the straight out of excuses, right? Because why? I was tired. I was tired of being broken. I was tired of poverty. I was tired of seeing people dying. I want to make sure that all my friends that died, it wasn't in vain. I knew that God kept me alive, seeing I got robbed so many times on the streets of Brazil selling bread. I have the gun pointed to my head at age 7. You know what I mean? I talk about this on the stage, but I could have given up. I could have quit right there. If I would tell my mom, she's like, oh, hell no. I'm not going to have you sell bread and risk your life just to create acceleration for us to get out of the hood. But it's like, I wasn't worried about the gun in my head. I was pissed off because he took my five hard-earning dollars, you know what I mean, that I earned that day selling the bread. Then I cannot give to my mom that's going to help us get out of the hood, get out of poverty, get out of being broke, get out of seeing the banking account being negative, get out of seeing the credit card debt going up. You know what I mean? All this bullshit, all my friends being hurt, all this stuff that I went through, mentally and tormentally and abuse and all this shit. I want to make sure that that was over. That won't happen to no more kids in the planet. And then whatever I can do in my life to become that person and to be, whether I am in that connector to bring amazing people together so that we collectively can make the world a better place, I won't stop, man. I'll keep doing this for the rest of my life. I don't care if they take my leg down my arm, as long as I can talk. If I cannot talk, I'm like, you know, my grandpa, something happened. He's 93. He can no longer talk. He's so pissed off. He's free as hell, you know? So, no, I had to do some intervention on him, right? He was married for 60-plus years with my grandma. She passed away a few years ago. They'll be married for 65 now, man. We loved. We used to go to their parties every 25, 30, 40, 50, 60. And then she passed away on their 61. And then he's like, he didn't want to live anymore because of that. You know, imagine you've been married for 60-plus years and your loved one passed. Like, dude, it's crazy. And then I, you know, thank God I have all the intervention strategies that I learned. She said, my family. So, all right, Grandpa, let's talk, brother. You know? So, I helped them. You know what I mean? I helped them. Whenever, if you guys know somebody suicidal, give them something to look up to. You know, future pace. You know, buy them like a rock concert, a massage. I don't care if you're broke. Buy them a Chinese foot massage for $5. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. You know what I mean? Get them a timeshare for $50 in a country nearby, in a hotel. Give them something to look up 6 months from now. Always give, and then reframe it. Take them back to that moment. Okay, here's when that person died. Here's when we were raped. Here's when you were tortured. Whatever, when your spouse cheated on you, when your business partner, you know, cheated on you out of money, whatever the problem is, I don't care. Trust me, I seen thousands and thousands and thousands. You know what I mean? From my company, from my clients, over 30 years doing this on the streets, I seen it all. And, you know, I mean, I guess you can never say you've seen it all, but quite a bit. You know what I mean? I have quite a few case studies, you know? And you bring that person back to that moment, and I'll tell them, remember how it was 30 days before that moment? Remember that it's always going to be light before darkness. It's always going to be love before hate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, and people, we forget about those moments. We forget to go back and to remind ourselves how great it was that we came from the wounds of our parents out of love. We forget to stop throughout the day and pat ourselves in the back and say, you know what? You are doing it. Like really honoring the struggle, really honoring and just going for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just like, it's doing those things, man. But to my point, sometimes I go out of point, but you know, my grandpa, then he lost his voice. Mm-hmm. Here we go again. Now he want to die again. I'm like, oh man. Cause he's like 6 foot, got a six pack, super healthy. And then he lost his voice. And he likes to play cards with my uncles. So I was like, man, I was like, all right, Grandpa. All right, brother, let's talk about it. And then now I got to do some sign languages, write stuff up. So he likes to play cards. And sometimes they cuss in the table when they play cards. Oh, damn, this and that. So I said, all right, Grandpa, I got a good idea, brother. You lost your voice. I will try to figure it out, see if I can find something in the future. They're going to come up with some cool technology to help your voice. There's a bunch of machines out there. I'll do some research, Grandpa. We're going to find something. So now you give them hope because the technology is advancing so fast. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but in the meantime, Grandpa, here's the deal. I'm going to send you some really cool 4x4 index cards. And we're going to write cussing words on the cards. Every time you play cards with my uncles, damn it, F off, piss out like shit. You know?
Awesome.
He was laughing. I see he's laughing. He was like, oh, that is genius. I was like, dude, if that is a way, that is a will. You know what I mean? You never stop. If you do what you love, if you have passion, if you have will. If my grandpa's 93, lost his wife, you know, find the will to live. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, maybe your story, it might not be as crazy as mine with being tortured, molested, and tormented, and all this crazy shit, being robbed, and you have the gun put on your head. And I mean, I can go on and on and on. But I also went through other stuff that most people go through, being broken, being lonely, being depressed, being in a room with nobody else to talk to. You know what I mean? Seeing the bank account negative. You know what I mean? Seeing the credit card spiral up. Not having somebody to share a life with. I've been there through those steps too. But if there is a will, there is a way. You know what I mean? God will somehow orchestrate. You put the right people around you. As long as you are looking for. As long as you don't lose that drive. And that's why I always tell people, man. You know what I mean? I tell people all the time. Know what you want from the bottom of your heart. Remind yourself when you was a little child what it fires you up. What you love to do. And start there. Because if you start right there, then you can reverse engineer the whole thing. Now it's not a guru or it's not a mentor. It's not your mom or dad or priest telling you, oh, you should do this, you should do that. No, it's what you truly want. Because it comes from you. If you know what you truly want, now you can, you hear on the top, now you can say, okay, this is what I want. Okay, who do I need to become to attract those things? Who do I need to surround myself with to accelerate those results? You feel me? It's another level, brother, you know?
Woo! Wow, I love that. I love that. And it brings me to the fact that probably what I should be doing is to be a food critic. I love food. I love talking. I love coaching. So, I mean, altogether, I should probably become a food or a restaurant critique. I think it's really good.
That's really good, you know, and then you can go to all the restaurants in town and you tell them, look, I'm let me become a food critic for your restaurant. I got, you know, thousands and millions of followers all over the world. And guess what? I'll be bringing all this brand to your restaurant. Look, my consulting mind coming in right now. And then you start reaching out to chefs from all over the world. And then, you know what I mean? Hey, you know, I'm going to be doing food critics, you know what I mean? Some of the restaurants, maybe we can partner up. Let me come in and speak. Most chefs out there, some of the really high-level ones, they have a mastermind, the inner circle. Now you can come in, be a speaker at that event. You know what I mean? It's like, stuff like, see, I can't help it.
And that's Carlos in action.
You know what I mean?
Unstoppable.
Like that, because you see, it's all from the heart. It's not like in my head. You know what I mean? If somebody tells me something, oh, my mind, okay, it's a great idea. Who do I know that I can connect, you know, link with? You know what I mean? You know? Not like that, but you know, but now you're doing what you love, that fires you up. So guess what? Now you're not gonna stop because you wanna be a food critic, you wanna coach people, you wanna help people. Then you know you're becoming what you want. What you focus on, you become.
Absolutely.
But now it's not as stressful. Now you're doing what you love.
Yeah.
It's gonna show your energy is gonna project. Just like right now, you guys are feeling me, and I'm feeling you guys because the energy that you put out is the energy that you receive.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because why? I'm doing what I love. You guys are doing what you love. The world connect us and attract us to each other. And then you're doing what you love. You just spoke, right? I tell you, speak life into others when they don't see it. Like, because of this conversation, you reflect and you say, you know what? This is what I love to do. Hey, great. You put it out there. It's recorded.
Yeah.
People are going to hear that. Oh, you know what? I know somebody that's a food critic. Maybe you should connect Lenka with this person. Hey, Lenka, you know what I mean? It's stuff like you never know. You never know who's listening. You never know who you're talking to. You never know the ideas that can come up on a call like this. You know what I mean? I love it.
I'm curious, what is your vision? I mean, I kind of know what is your vision, but I think it's very inspiring for many people out there. And one question that I have is, once you defined your vision, does your vision change or does your vision stay the same over the years and the whole lifetime?
I think, you know, I mean, like my vision was, since I was younger, it was always to, I always wanted to bring, you know, like entertainment to change people's pattern, because I saw as a very young age that, you know, talking with the voices and entertaining, it was, so I figured, okay, so when I was a kid, I wanted to be like a movie director and create documentaries and create movies using entertainment to break people's patterns, because I noticed that I like to read, but I noticed a lot of people didn't like to read on the streets. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, this is a waste of time. I'm going to just watch TV. I'm going to watch a movie. And I was like, huh, I saw a pattern there. And I was like, oh, maybe I can, instead of creating books or speaking, maybe I can, you know, I want to become a, you know, create movies, create documentaries. So that was my vision, right? But and then, you know, how God does things, you know what I mean? It puts you through all kinds of stuff. And then, you know, instead it went that route, I went through the, you know, speaking and mentoring and consulting route. But, you know, I mean, if you think about it, it can change. Mm-hmm. You can all tie it together because you're still doing something that's in alignment with that vision. And then I can still go there because now I am, you know, as ironically mentoring celebrities, people that as a kid, you know what I mean? And then you're like, what the heck? And then, so now you're like, wow. So now, because, you know what I mean? Now I can start thinking about, okay, once my book is out, you know what I mean, in October, then I'll be like, next step, maybe put in a documentary together. Maybe put in a movie together. And then fulfilling that dream, you know what I mean? So it's like, things can change. You can make 2 weeks, but you know what I mean? As, you know, it's like, and it's all in alignment. Same thing, right? You're still consistent and entertainment. And then, as I said, as a kid, marketing, consistent, and MCE. So, you know, same thing with a book or with a movie, a documentary. You are marketed to the world, but now it's with the purpose. Mm-hmm. It's with the cause behind. It's to inspire people. It's to be that book that you want to have in your library. When it's going to be there in a safe place, you know, wherever you can go in. Like, you know, I have books throughout everywhere here. And then that place, when I wrote it, 30 years of journaling, of strategies, of, you know, a lot of emotions. Like when I'm writing, if it doesn't make me smile, cry, or feel emotional, I want to see that thing alive. Almost like a Harry Potter, you know, a movie, like a magical book that you open up in a page, you're like, wow. You know, you don't get any like wow moments, you know what I mean? What do you do when you write something, when you do a blog, when you do a live, when you do an interview, when you do a podcast, when I get interviewed on a TV show or like whatever, it doesn't matter, on the radio, you know what I mean? And then you want to make sure that you are providing more wow moments, that you waken people's dreams and waken their giant, waken the warrior within themselves. You know what I mean? And then it's okay. Like, you know, we're talking about here for stuff to do change. Maybe it doesn't go how you expect it. You know, I cannot be directly become a director. You know what I mean? But somehow God took me that path through different ways. This grace had to happen that led me there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I love it. I always say that your vision becomes only more concrete. It's like I started coaching when I was 14 in the fitness industry, and I had no idea I will one day become a coach. Like, I didn't look at myself as a coach. I was like, I was having fun by the time, you know? And now it's getting more and more concrete. And every time when I try something, then you're like, okay, I like this part of it, but I don't really like that part of that. So it becomes more and more concrete. And that's exactly what happens in your case as well. So I want to get into the book because that's exciting. That's I would say one of your biggest projects right now.
Yeah, right now one of my biggest projects, you know, is getting the book out. It's going to be launching in October, at the end of October. And now right now we are in a pre-launch mode. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're doing some crazy, crazy campaigns this week. And we are finishing our first, 2 weeks. They just released the pre-launch campaign the last 2 weeks. Been speaking everywhere. You know what I mean? A bunch of people already started making orders. And then it's just a lot of great stuff going on. A bunch of podcasts and interviews lined up. Just, you know what I mean? This book is very meaningful to me. I wanted to get to all corners of the world. So far, we have already pre-orders from different parts of the world. So it's, you know what I mean? And people can purchase, whether they purchase one copy or they purchase 3 or 10 or 50 copies. And I tell them, give it to someone else that, you know what I mean? That you know the needs. I always tell people, I tell other coaches out there and other CEOs, look, our spouses and our moms and kids are the hardest people to coach and to mentor. Buy a few extra copies and give them one. Read this. Because isn't it funny? Sometimes you tell your spouse something and then it can lead into a fight. But if somebody else tells them, a friend, a neighbor, a CEO, they're like, and you go and you talk to your spouse, you bastard, I thought I've been telling you this the whole time. You know? So I was like, this book is going to save so many
marriages. Okay, never
happened. Oh my goodness, this is going to save marriages, businesses, relationship with kids. It's so many things. It's literally, I name a crazy title, Work Like an Immigrant, but it's literally the 9 keys to unlock your potential, to attain true fulfillment, and to build your legacy today, not tomorrow. You feel me? And you know what I mean? Because again, it reflects this conversation, right? It reflects focusing on the 4 spheres. Focusing on, you know what I mean, reframing when there's a problem. So many things that we talk about, you know, one of the, divides in several parts of the book, you know what I mean? The second part of the book, you know, control your mind, control your destiny. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so many elements and I break it down to so many of other different things. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm just so excited. This is like a dream coming true. It's like my first book. It took me 30 years of journaling. I was supposed to put this book out a few years ago, but I know I wasn't happy. I wanted to always add more value, tweak here, tweak there. But I finally, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, we launched this book this year. We're going to put it out there to the world. And, you know, it's just very magical. I mean, very meaningful to me. I mean, all the people that are out there supporting, I really appreciate, you know, I appreciate you guys supporting with the book campaign. I have amazing friends there, you know, behind me and everybody, you know, supporting, talking about it, sharing on their social media. And, you know, they're reading. That's a free chapter there on the book page that they can read. And they are commenting about and they're sharing with their followers. And then it's just... it's very meaningful to me. You know, it's my entire life. You know, I was talking about this the other day. All the kids that passed away, they didn't die in vain. Then now, you know, my grandma passed away last year. And I told her, one day, grandma, you watch. One day I'm going to inspire those celebrities in Beverly Hills, in Hollywood. I'm going to inspire the politicians. I'm going to inspire people with influence so that for us to, you know, do more, become more, be more. So that we can all go and help the world by become a better place, saving those kids out of hunger, out of those little girls out of slavery, out of sex, out of prostitution, saving the people out on the streets. You know what I mean? We can prevent so much more. I mean, I think right back, oneness, right back into that unity. You know what I mean? It's all ties, man. It's all tied together. And I'm just, it's like, it's a dream coming through, man. And I'm glad that all the people that died that have been on my path, it wasn't in vain, that everything, it's all we going all in or go home with this book, you know, and it's going to be one of those favorite books that you guys will have in the library that your kids and your kids' kids will read, that whenever somebody's going through a difficult time, they're just going to go to the library, pick the book up, open it any page, and you're going to feel alive. It will unleash you. It will fire you up. It's all about, sometimes it's just a different perspective, man. I'm always talking about on the stages, the 2 millimeter rule, just another perspective. That you heard, whether it was in a book, in a blog, somebody listening to us here on this podcast, and I applaud you because we've been here for a long time talking, and you're still listening to us. You know, I love it. You are above and beyond the norm. You are not the norm. You are a rare unicorn because you're listening to rare unicorns. You know, and I just.
I love this energy. Man, I could spend hours listening to you without even asking any questions, because it's one thing that I realized not so long time ago, to be honest. It's just you guys, really the big people standing on huge stages and impacting hundreds and thousands of people from stage, you consciously choose every single word you speak. So I can listen to this podcast 10 times more, 20 times more, and every single time there is going to be something new. Every single time there is going to be a different perspective, something new, a little tip, something that I have to hear right at that particular moment. It's crazy. Love
it. Yeah, no, you know, I always say, man, sometimes, it's not me, man. You know, I mean, I pray every day. I mean, I read the Bible every day. I thank God every day just to be alive. You know, I mean, I have so many gratitude rituals and, whenever like I'm like this, I feel like, you know, God sending something that channels through me, and then it just goes, man. And it's, you know, it's all heart. And then, I mean, I chose to no longer, you know, be in my head, because if you're in your head, you're dead. And, you know, you operate this way and then you let it flow. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the power of surrender. When I surrender to God and let it go, everything, let it go, career, money and power, you know, and everything. Everything that you thought of, that the American dream that you thought of, that's gonna bring you that happiness, and you got there and you saw that, oh wow, this ain't no happiness. You know what I mean? I was happier when I was climbing that jungle tree in the middle of the Amazon when I was hungry, when I only had rice to eat, and I would climb that tree and I would grab that piece of mango and it just tastes so good. You know what I mean? And then I saw an airplane in the air, and I say, wow, one day I'm gonna go to that plane. and I'm going to make inspire the world one day at a time. And it's funny, one of my raving fans, man, he sent me a gift by mail. And, you know, look at this, how amazing. He painted a tree with the mangoes.
And the plane.
In the plane. He was so inspired by my story, and he told that to his wife and his kids. And then they did this, and then they sent it to me. I was, and for me, it's so meaningful. I keep it here in one of my studios, one of my offices. And, you know, it's like very meaningful. You never know. And then he said that changed his entire relationship with his family, his kids. Very wealthy person. And it's not about the money. I tell people all the time, money doesn't, if you're not happy right now with $1,000 a month, you're not going to be happy with $1 million a month. I can teach you how to make money all day long. But if you're not starting here from the heart, knowing what you want, and knowing that, you know what I mean? It's like you're doing for a purpose, for something beyond yourself. It's beyond my lifetime. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the self-reflection, the transcendence. It's the next level. It's so important. You know what I mean? And then, but that was very meaningful to me. You know what I mean? That painting. And, you know, that'll probably be the next book from the mango trees. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Already working on the next one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like probably that'll be in a couple of years.
Where can people pre-order or order the book?
They can go to, I actually create a very simple link where they can go to bit.ly/CarlosBook, all lowercase. Because if you do, and even if you do the C, uppercase, it won't go there. So basically, B as in boy, I as in India, T as in tango, dot, L as in Larry, Y as in Yankee, / Carlos Book.
I love it.
CARLOS. B as in boy. Oh, okay. So if they go there, he'll redirect them to a page. I put it in a heart because I'm always doing interviews. People invite me all the time to do interviews and podcasts. So I just wrote it in the heart. And like normally when I go on stage, sometimes I take this heart and sometimes I even break the heart in pieces. And I always talk about, you know, we are one. And it all goes back to that we are one. That oneness, you know what I mean? That love, because that's what I speak from. It's from right here. And that's what I live from. My heart is my circle of fulfillment. And then everything that you do is from there, magic will come in, because no outcome. You know what I mean? It's just like, let's just one day at a time, just be happy for this day. One thing that I can control like is right now. And then I don't know if this is going to be the last interview, the last podcast, the last radio show, the last TV appearance, the last time I speak in a prison, in a school, in a stage. So every time, man, that I go, it's like this, man. I'm like this at home. I'm like this in the streets. I'm like this when I'm contributing, when I'm donating, when I'm helping somebody in need, whether I'm helping somebody for free or they pay me, you know, $100,000, whatever it is, that's how I am. I don't know how to separate myself from free and paid and this and that. And then you operate this way and you live every day as you have one last day, not one more. And when you just, you make a choice to do that and you start where you want to be, the stuff, your lifestyle, what is going to make you happy. Now it's just like magic is start happening. You start creating momentum and you just become a human magnet. And every single thing that you need, you will attract to your life. You know what I mean? That's how I live. And I choose to live like this for the rest of my life, man. And God is great. And so many magical things have been happening to me. And now I just want to be a blessing for others.
I can just listen to you for hours. And when somebody like Carlos speaks, I do just shut up and listen. And I love what you said about the rare unicorns who listen to this interview all the way at the end. These are the people who know how to recognize value, who listen carefully and think, how can I apply this in my life? Because in the end, change only happens when you start doing things differently, when you start having different experiences for yourself. So with the people who are still listening, these rare unicorns, I hope that they all walk away from this interview with the intention to do something different today, to give one extra smile to the receptionist, to ask one extra question during that meeting, change things up, open up and see what happens.
Yeah, man, this is like the level of presence, right? Being in the now, you know what I mean? You're at Starbucks in that line And then, you know what I mean? You are at the sauna, in the gym, everywhere. You never know who is listening. You never know who is around. And you go with the intent to add value, and you just, magic happens, man. Like, you know, constantly. Like, I challenge you right now, listener, what can you do right now that no, that your competitors are not doing, that they cannot even thinking of doing, they're not willing to do? What can you do right now just to say, you know, I'm going to draw a line straight out of excuses, and I'm going to leave my past behind. I'm going to take what was great about it. And every time I see my health going there, I will develop a new ritual just to break out of that pattern. And what can I do right now to create better, faster, and newer conversations in my marketplace? You know, maybe you're afraid to go live, you know, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram. Whenever you're afraid of something, that's when you do it. I challenge you to stretch the mindset, to stretch that feet rubber. You know what I mean? And speak life into others. When they don't see it, and watch the magic happen, because someone out there is almost 8 billion of us all over the world. And I guarantee you, there is a handful of people out there that needed to hear you right now. That's gonna relate to you, they will follow you, they'll become a unity, a team with you. And whether you are, you know, a leader in a community, or you know, you're in charge of a shelter or a church or a company, or like whatever it is, you have a inner circle, a group, you're bringing the neighborhood together. You're closing down the streets and you bring all the neighbors together and you guys sit down and you collaborate. And everybody has a different skill set and you build each other up. You hold each other accountable. And now you go and you transfer that knowledge, put all the knowledge in a playbook. And now you go and you teach more streets, more neighborhoods. You go build more shelters. You know, every single day, man, I would end with this. I'll tell you guys a story about my father. You know, I mean, he was a hell of a kind. You know, before he passed, he was 23 years old. And he was just a loving person. And he would give up his clothing, his food, you know what I mean, for somebody else in need. You know what I mean? He was very involved in church, like almost became a priest, kind of already doing it, the work. And when he met my mom, you know, I mean, sometimes he would give up. You know, imagine you're going to two colleges, you're dating, you know, I mean, you're doing all those things. He will still find the time. You know, sometimes I hear from people, I don't have the time. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't even want to go there right now, but I don't have the time because, you know what I mean? That's time. If that's a will, that is a way. And you know what this guy would do, bro? He will go around town because families in the Brazil, in the hood, they couldn't afford their babies. And they would put their babies in dumpsters near the trash in town. My dad would go there, 23 years old. Found the time after work, after school, after everything to go around those dumpsters, pick up those babies, those kids that were around there looking for food, take them to shelters, take them to churches, and whenever a church was full, take them to other shelters. And then he would go recruiting business owners in town to do the same thing. Wow. And then he would speak life into them. It didn't matter what religion you were from, what background, what color, how much money you had. You know what I mean? It's like, it's another level of standard. And then when I'm feel tired, when my mind wanna save me in the past, so I don't have time, it's like, no, you find time. When it's not about yourself, it's about helping somebody else. It's about fathering another kid. Maybe you find another kid in another country that you adopt them for $20 a month and you write them a letter every month to check on them. You know, now you have something to look up for, because we always tend to do more for others than what we do for ourselves. You know, it's just like somebody that's tormented or suicidal. You give them something to look up to. Now you know there's someone else depending on you. If you don't have children, you know what I mean? Go adopt someone. You don't have to take them to your house. I wish you would, but if you don't, you can mentor them and you can father them through a letter, through another country, through video. Talk to them once a month and then once a week. And when he passed, you know, it was just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people and hundreds of cars, like a whole square mile. It couldn't fit in my grandfather's house. You know what I mean? And then when they read his eulogy, it was just beautiful. You know, so I always tell people, man, at the end of their life, your life, how many people are going to show up? What is there going to be written in your eulogy? You know what I mean? I want people to pause and to think about that it's not about the money, man. The people are not going to talk about how many cars we have, if we fly private jet, if you charter a jet, if you have how many square feet is in your house. They're not going to talk about none of that. They might gonna say school, whatever, when they come to your house, but they're not gonna talk about it. The end of our lives is about contribution, not acquisition. It's about the mission, not the commission. That's something I learned from my dad, you know what I mean? And for all the stuff that I heard and it's the beautiful stories, and I just live that mantra. And I dream with my father sometimes, you know what I mean? And now both of us are old and we're just sitting, you know, in a tree and we're looking at the ocean. And he doesn't look at me, but he just said, keep it going, son. Keep it going. You are in the right path, one day at a time. You know what I mean? And then it's just, and that's my message for everybody that's here, that's listening to us into now here. You know what I mean? If you believe in something, if you want something so bad, that pre-frame yourself ahead of time, that your spouse, your mom, your dad, your priest, your mentor, somebody going to screw this up and tell you that, you know, stop failing. And I want you to don't. I want you to, if you are failing, I want you to keep failing forward. I want you to keep moving forward. I want you to know that somebody else's opinion doesn't define who you are. I want you to know that greatness is within you. I want you to know that this is my grandma read it to me after those beating and those abuse, that if you keep shooting for the moon, like my greatest friend Les Brown says, you will land among the stars. I want you to stay hungry. And I want you to know that greatness will always be within you. They can torture you. They can hold you. They can tie you down. But one thing they cannot do, it's what you're going to think about, your emotions, the meaning that you're going to sign, and your calling. If you know that whatever you do, I want you guys to go and journal right now for 5 minutes. What do I really want in my life? What does it fire me up? What did I talk about when I was 7 years old with my friends on the street that I want to be when I grow up? I want you to journal about that for 5 minutes, as fast as possible. I want you to bypass your conscious mind. And when you do that, when you write as fast as possible, it will bypass your conscious. It's going to go to your subconscious. And then watch what it come up out of that piece of paper. Keep taking notes of those journals. You never know when one day that becomes your book, that becomes your story, that becomes your strategies to share in a book or in a course or from a stage. And you go and you teach others how to overcome those things. And you watch the magic happens, my friend. Just as I did, so can you. You know what I'm saying? By always focus on the contribution, not the acquisition, and the mission, not on the commission. That's my message, and I will die with it.
That is love Carlos Siguera. Wow.
Pleasure is mine, man. Like I say, man, you guys, we're unicorns, and you know, just keep doing what you guys are doing. You guys are an amazing couple, man, and a lot of people out there. You guys are role models to many other couples out there.
Are you as inspired as we are?
Woo!
Do you feel the energy?
Woo!
I now feel as if nothing is impossible. I feel that I can conquer anything and that fear simply does not exist. What do you take away from this episode? And moreover, what will you start implementing right now? Connect with Carlos on Facebook or Instagram. He posts inspirational messages and videos to help you overcome the small things that we used to call obstacles. Go and get Carlos's book, Work Like an Immigrant. Go to his website and get inspired by all the amazing materials which are available there. You will find all the links in the text below, including the one where you can download 3 chapters of his upcoming book.
And you have heard about our amazing partners, the Facebook experts from Blackpool Marketing. Your influence starts with brand awareness. So we asked them to prepare a unique offer for you as the listeners of this podcast. The people who first see your social media page will look at the amount of followers to see how credible you are. So build your brand awareness and get thousands of real likes and followers on social media. Click on the link below and get 1 week completely for free when enrolling with Blackpool Marketing. What did you learn today in this episode? Make a picture of yourself with a quote from this episode and share it on Instagram with us. Add hashtag the influential executive, hashtag Carlos Inspire, hashtag lesson learned. And we choose the 3 most powerful insights and give them a shout out on all of our social media.
Today we talked about the power of your mindset and the importance of taking actions and being true to yourself. In the next episode, we will bring you an award-winning dietitian from Mumbai who brings nutrition to a whole new level. If you were used to doing a diet and actually never really getting the results you hoped for, then in the next episode you will finally understand why most diet plans never really work. Don't miss a single episode and subscribe to our podcast on earnmoreworkless.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Now go out, influence people, and have fun.